coming at you live from a beautiful, crisp Monday morning in New York City. The weather today is, I feel like it'd be so fun to be on the radio.
I feel like we're not in New York City right now. Like we're in Mallorca right now.
Oh, right now, yes. We are coming again, confused whether this is the future or the past, but we are now in the future, presently, as we're recording this. Mm-hmm. But this was recorded like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. So, what's going on, people?
What's going on?
What's happening? What's ding-donging?
Barcelona's been beautiful so far. I've never been here. Like, it's so different.
Yeah, haven't been yet, technically. I can't wait to have the podcast episode where we recap our trip.
Oh, my.
And we talk about, like,
the whatever recap happened. Is going to be crazy.
I feel like we need to break it down into, like, if there's a story, we do an episode just about, like, that story.
Yeah.
There's something that goes down.
Yeah. Welcome back to the podcast, you guys, okay? My name is Yoni Kodo.
And my name is Alia Zaitza. You just tuned in to episode 129. No, 131.
Oh, yeah, 131. Damn.
Yeah, we're confused over here. But welcome to the What's the Juice podcast, episode 131.
That's a lot of talking.
And we're here with a sequel to last week's episode, as promised, where now I will be asking Yoni questions, okay? Last week, he asked me some questions. We got into it. I have a different list of questions that I just got online. I think it's going to be a fun one.
I'm a little bit
nervous.
And
we're just going to bang it out, you know, nice and quick, short answers, even though we always get off topic, but it's fine.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm nervous, but I'm ready. Yeah.
Somebody asked.
Somebody said.
Okay. Let's start off with the first question. What was your favorite show as a kid growing up? Like your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show as a kid growing up, probably Martin.
Martin?
Yeah. When I was in America. In Belgium, when I was younger.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like when you were, you know, like 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. I used to watch, damn. No, 7, 8.
Did you watch cartoons? What was your network? Like, what was the TV network that you were watching?
I think it was called. I don't remember.
You don't remember? Oh my god!
Maybe no.
Was it Cartoon Network?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Cartoon Network.
Did it have a specific name that was like a Belgium, like TV thing? Because in Romania we had one called Jetix. That I watched a
Jetix.
Lot.
Okay, I don't remember mine, actually. I think I was watching a lot of basketball in Belgium.
So you weren't watching as a kid,
as
though?
As a kid, I would watch a lot of... Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I used to love Dragon Ball Z. I used to watch a lot of
that. That's some young boy shit.
Dragon Ball Z, anything that had fighting in it.
Okay. Did you watch Naruto ever?
No.
Oh, no.
But a lot of people are into that. Like, even now, just like...
Anime.
Adults, you know?
Yeah. Okay. What is something that you can't live without?
I can't live without you.
Okay. What about like an object?
An object?
Choose?
I can't live. Well, it's not an object, but I can't live without music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's extreme. I can live without music.
Yeah.
But it's gonna suck.
Okay.
What
about like a food item that you can't live without?
I can't live without...
You got to choose
rice?
Wisely. No. It has to be one thing. So you have to choose. No, there's no lists here.
Okay.
In the food category, what's something you can't live without?
Rice.
Rice over bread?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. What about drinks category?
I can't live without water.
Okay.
Like,
obviously.
Yeah. Water is...
Okay. What's a clothing item you can't live without?
A clothing item that I can't live without? Pants.
Okay. But
what does
which
that mean?
Pants.
Which pants?
Like, what's like your ultimate choice if you had to only choose one thing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll give you just like my ultimate, just like my favorite pair of pants. Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the baggy diesel pants.
Okay, what about shoes?
Shoes, I would say if there's a shoe that I should wear every day, probably my Doc Martens. They're really comfortable.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I can't really think of any other like specific. Okay. Let's see. What movie can you watch over and over again?
What movie can I watch over and over again? Damn, that's such a good question. I can watch...
You're not really a movie watcher, though.
No, Tarzan. As a kid?
Oh.
Oh, if anything, to answer the other question earlier?
Yeah.
Tarzan is probably like my favorite cartoon movie of all time. Mm. Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But like, what about a movie like today?
Okay.
Because like you wouldn't watch Tarzan now over and over and over again.
No, but I would definitely watch it again right now.
Okay, yeah. But I'm saying like...
But a movie right now...
Like for example, for me, Ratatouille is one that I will watch over and over and over again for the end of time.
Okay. I think for me, Pursuit of Happiness by Will Smith.
Oh, that's a heavy one.
Every time I watch that, it makes me want to be better.
That's a heavy
one. Even though I know the whole thing, but it's just like a reminder of...
Damn, that's a dark... I mean, it's not dark, but that's like a heavy movie to watch over and over and over again. You know, for me, I feel like I would choose something that's like light and like fun, you know, like 13 Going on 30, Freaky Friday.
Yeah,
like
no.
Like some shit like that.
To me, it would probably be Pursuit of Happiness.
Okay, that's fair. What would you say is your favorite snack?
My favorite snack? Banana chips from Trader Joe's.
Yo, you guys should see the way Yoni goes in on the banana chips from Trader Joe's. Yes, I think you ate like half a bag yesterday.
Yeah, damn, were you watching me?
Yeah, it was. I posted it
on my story and then someone says, yo, this shit is crazy. It's like candy.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't like it at all.
It's so good. And okay. It doesn't have, the one from Trader Joe's doesn't have a lot of sugar in it.
Yes, that is like.
It's only like 4%, which
but the
is
one,
great.
The one that we get is also the organic ones.
Exactly.
Okay, what would you say is your biggest insecurity?
My biggest insecurity is that... In my career, there's so many things that I want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a slow growth.
Okay.
So is that an insecurity? No, that's just the game. That's just how this.
Okay, but does that make you feel insecure? It doesn't make you feel secure.
Doesn't make me feel secure that yeah. I haven't reached all of the things that I want to do yet. You know, I'm not like, oh, I'm there and
right,
I'm
right,
good.
Right,
I'm
right.
still like, I'm
climbing.
Still in the grind.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still.
Okay. I get
so
that.
I don't know if that's like insecurity, but I'm still like.
Yeah. No, I get it. What's something that's more of like a traditional insecurity?
Like a traditional insecurity, like what? I don't know.
Like something that you could be like, I'm insecure about the fact that I snort when I laugh or something.
No. I'm insecure about. Oh, right now I'm insecure about like my French and like Dutch a little bit.
Mm.
Flemish, yeah, because
really.
Because it's not as great as it used to be.
And especially because now we're literally, I mean, when we're recording this, we've been there. But as we're recording this, like we are about to leave for our trip tomorrow night. And
like I can still speak fluently, but I can tell that it's not as fluent as it used to
be. Well,
before.
And also you feel because like in English now, the way that you like articulate yourself, the topics that you talk about as an adult, is like you don't have the vocabulary you need to navigate those conversations in those languages.
Yeah, because I left when I was younger and I wasn't having these conversations. So now it's such an interesting like feeling, and I feel like insecure about that.
I feel the exact same way, like about Romanian too, and the way that it's like I have so many things and like life things that I want to talk to like my grandma about or like my aunt or something.
No,
and
you
I
can
feel
speak
like
Romanian.
I
can,
but you don't know what I'm saying. But I know that there's certain things that I just cannot express and explain the way I want to
without using English, because I'll just use English. Like I'll mid sentence, I would just switch to English because it just flows easier and I can just get to my point fast.
I know, but for me, the problem is they might not know what I'm saying.
Yeah, because they don't speak English
like that well. Yeah. No. Okay. What was your bedroom like as a child?
My bedroom as a child, my sister and I always shared a bedroom.
Mm. How were your beds?
Our beds were separate.
Okay, so on different sides of the room.
Yeah, different sides of the room.
Was your side like did it, like when you walked in, was it very much like one side is yours and one side, like I think it was decorated differently, or was it kind of the same?
My side had a lot of posters, like basketball posters.
Oh, okay.
And then I believe, don't get mad at me for saying this, but she had a lot of like Chris Brown posters.
Yo, it's so funny, like posters as a kid were such a thing. I remember like buying magazines that had specific posters of things and like putting them on my wall.
You know, I loved posters because I felt like once I have the poster, I felt like I have the real thing. Like it was weird. Like I felt like what poster did I have on my wall when I was a kid? Yo, I used to have this Usher poster because it used to be like my favorite artist ever.
Did you have any like girl posters?
Girl posters? No.
Because I also feel like your parents wouldn't be cool with that.
Yeah. No, I never had any. I had like some car posters. But yeah, definitely like a lot of music. Nelly posters. Ja Rule. I had a 50 Cent poster.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of basketball and Kobe Bryant.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who was your first celebrity crush that you can remember?
My first celebrity.
Like thing like young Yoni. Like,
ooh, like Jessica eight. Alba.
Really?
Oh my God. Wait. Yes. Jessica Alba. She probably still is my crush.
Seriously? Yes. But like in what though?
She was in this movie called it was the movie that Lil Romeo was in. It was like a dance music.
Who Little Romeo is?
Okay, well, that's some early 2000s shit, but yeah.
Okay.
Jessica Alba was, I would say, my first crush, and then Amber Rose also, but I was like, I was a little bit older.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What would you say makes you a good friend?
What makes me a good friend? I mean, it feels weird to say that about myself. No. Okay. What makes me a good friend is that I will randomly call you and check up on you, just see how you're doing, even though you haven't called me in like a year.
Okay. You guys might already know this, but Yoni speaks 5 languages and I speak 2, but we don't speak 2 of the same except for English. And a few weeks ago when we visited Yoni's family in Belgium, I wanted to connect with all of them so badly, but with my limited French, it was pretty difficult. So this time around, I'm turning to Rosetta Stone since it's one of the most trusted language learning programs. Available for both desktop and as an app, it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. What's really cool is their fast language acquisition. There are no English translations. You simply learn to speak, listen, and think in that language, which I really think is exactly how I learned the fastest and the best. They also have this speech recognition built to give you the feedback on your pronunciation and your accent. Rosetta Stone is super convenient as you can learn anytime, anywhere, and it's of amazing value as the lifetime membership has all 25 languages. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. What's the Juice listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. So visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Somehow, shifting my wardrobe from summer to fall is a challenge every year. But I recently have just found some timeless pieces at Quince that are such high quality items. So I am really glad that my wardrobe will be ready to go for the new season without blowing my budget. They have cashmere sweaters starting at $50, pants for literally every occasion, and silk tops for that cozy evening dinner vibe. The best part is all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, as they partner with top factories, cutting out the costs of middlemen and passing the savings onto us. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, which is very important to us. I am so excited for the colder weather so I can finally wear my Mongolian cashmere fisherman sweater vest because it fits so well and the quality is incredible. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high-quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/WTJ for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/WTJ to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/WTJ. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times, and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which, if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
I would I always want to get into like deep conversations. Mm. And I don't know if that's always appreciated, because some people are a little bit more like closed off, but I'm that friend who would, if you tell me something, I would ask you why a lot, or like, cause I want to get to the root of the problem, if there is a problem.
Okay.
And I want to like be there and like, I put myself in your situation and I would want to like solve whatever's going on, you know? So I feel like that makes me a good friend.
Okay. I like that. Can you describe your perfect day? Let's make it like a Saturday. What's like your perfect weekend?
Okay. On the perfect weekend, I wake up at 9, because that's my sweet, that's my sweet spot.
Okay.
Okay. I wake up at 9. Perfect Saturday. Damn, why is that like a hard question?
Okay, a perfect Sunday. I don't know.
Okay, just like, okay, perfect Sunday. I wake up.
Like, if you don't have any work to do, any appointments, any nothing, you can just do what you
I want.
Do.
Yeah. Honestly, I wake up in the morning, go play tennis. Okay. I would love that.
Okay.
That's what I really want to do. Like, wake up in the morning, go play tennis.
So you wake up at 9 and you play tennis at like 10?
Maybe like earlier than 9.
Okay. Yeah,
earlier than 9. Play tennis.
Do you eat
for like 2 hours?
Do you eat before or no?
I probably get just like a coffee.
Okay.
Like one Americano, you know?
Okay.
Go play tennis and then eat breakfast or lunch after, probably breakfast after
tennis.
Okay,
and do you
right?
like eat it at home or?
No, we eat it somewhere.
Mm. Wait, am I with you?
You are with me.
Okay.
Or anybody. It's just the fact that I just want to play tennis.
Okay, you want to play tennis.
With someone.
Okay, you want to go get lunch or breakfast mm-hmm. or whatever after that?
Yes, go home, shower.
What time do you get back home after you like had breakfast or lunch?
And all of that, by noon, I'm back home.
Nice. Okay.
To regroup, right?
Okay, take a shower.
Take all of that. And then, then after that, and we're in New York, right?
Yeah.
Why is that hard to answer?
It's hard to answer because we haven't had this luxury of doing whatever we want on a weekend in a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like especially you.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would just see how the day goes.
Okay. You know? Like after that, I would think that you'd probably like maybe want to wander around. Like you would get on a bike. Maybe you would like.
Okay. So ideally, I would be on a bike all day if you give me that luxury. Like I get home at 12 and then I just head back out to Midtown specifically, because that's like my new favorite area to bike in now.
Midtown?
Yeah.
It is fun to bike around there. To hang out around there is kind of like, whatever.
Probably take my photo, like take a camera with me and take photos. And I can do that for a long time until I'm hungry again. Like ideally, that's what I would do.
Okay. And then?
And then maybe link up with a friend later, maybe go to an event to socialize a little bit, then get dinner. But like, it's nothing. It's so, and then maybe later that night, play basketball somewhere at a park,
like in the evening.
Yeah. And then close it out like that.
Yeah, I mean, Also, it's funny because
so it's a lot of activity based.
I just filmed a Q&A on YouTube, and that was one of the questions. The first question someone asked or that I answered was like, can you describe your perfect day? And
damn.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like an amazing day.
Yeah. Wake up, coffee, tennis, shower by noon, head back out, get on the city bike. Ideally, I would have my own bike, like a real bike. Bike for like 3 hours, take photos around the city.
Go in Central Park, go up in Harlem, come back down. All like of just that. Everywhere.
And bike all the way back to Brooklyn. And then link up with a friend, eat, go play basketball later. That's like my ideal day. Is that like a normal answer? Like yeah. What do other people do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine was instead of the biking, I did say like a good day, a perfect day is where I bike several times in that day from one place to the next. Mm. But for me, it was like, I'll go to the farmer's market. I'll do like a pastry breakfast thing in the morning.
Okay.
Then go to the farmer's market either by myself or with a friend because you don't like farmer's market. So you're not invited.
I don't like
and
them.
Then after that, probably go into like a few random stores, like maybe a bookstore, maybe like a vintage shop or something like that. Browse around.
Yeah.
And then probably come home, as you said, like regroup. And probably have some type of like drinks or dinner plans at like yeah. a good restaurant I've been trying to go to with some friends. And then maybe go to like a comedy club after or do something fun after or yeah. get like some ice cream and then like go home, go to sleep. Okay.
Okay. Was this my Q&A or your Q&A?
I mean, I just wanted to share mine too. Oh, shit. Hold on. This keeps skinning. What would you say is your favorite breakfast?
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich?
Yeah.
That's it?
I don't know. I feel like it just hits the spot every time. I've never been disappointed.
Okay.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Very New York.
How would you describe me to other people?
Passionate. Loving. Caring. To the deepest level. Just fun to do things with.
Yeah?
Yeah, those are the four things I would say.
Okay.
But definitely like passionate and driven.
Because
that is really you.
Yeah.
You know, like all the other stuff is good.
Sometimes
too.
To a fault, as we've seen on the podcast.
I mean, sometimes to a fault, but it all comes from an honest place, you know?
Yeah.
So I would describe you as like someone like they will let you know what's up.
True.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite relative?
My favorite relative is my sister.
Okay. Would you? I don't know why it was like thinking favorite relative other than your parents and your siblings.
Why?
I don't know. But okay. Assuming everyone is safe, what three possessions would you save in a fire? Like everyone
in
is
my
safe.
Home?
Yeah, like everyone is safe. There's a fire. What are the three things that you grab before you leave?
Camera, laptop, that's one thing.
No, that's two objects.
Okay. So laptop, probably camera first. So camera and lens would be together, right?
Okay.
So camera, laptop, and...
Phone.
Oh, but I already have the phone on me.
Fair.
Phone is on me at all times.
Okay.
Camera,
laptop.
Camera, laptop, and then...
Documents.
Oh, passport.
Yeah, like any type of like documents.
I have like
you know?
This big green file. I would take my camera, passport, and my documents.
Yeah,
I'm
and
out.
That green shit. Yeah.
Everything else can stay.
Where do you see yourself in 15 years?
Let's see. In 15 years, I see myself still doing photography, still doing podcasts, and my own podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I really... really want well I'll have kids hopefully two kids by then
mm-hmm.
and
whatever kids we got then that's all that you're gonna get
yeah right and you know I used to say somewhere in California with a house
mm-hmm.
and surfing every day.
Damn, that's what you envision?
That's what I envisioned. But then now I'm started like my love for New York is growing and growing. I'm just like that California life it's nice. It's slow. But I don't know. In 15 years, so much can change.
Yo, 15 years, I can't even imagine. That's like not even, I'm not even like
you know, so much can change. So that's what I initially wanted. I always wanted to live like by the beach and surf, like know how to surf, take photos and do my podcast. That's it.
Yeah. No, I get that. Who knows?
This is documented. So in 15 years, we're going to listen to this Q&A.
Oh, yo, I hate this list. It keeps like going down.
That's fine.
Okay. Can you think of anything that would make our life more fun?
Anything that would make our life more fun. I would say having like a WTJ studio in the apartment. So then whenever we have to go record, we just walk in the...
You think that would make our life more fun?
I mean, it would make our life more... I guess that's a bad answer. But I mean, that's the first thing I thought about because that's like the one... It feels like...
I mean, it would make it more fun to record.
Yeah.
So then...
You mean just like life in general?
Yeah, like life outside of work, you know?
Okay. Life... We work so much, you know? So, yeah. Okay, outside of work, what would make our life more fun? I don't know.
Life is pretty fun.
Yeah, I have fun. Like I don't know what would make it more fun. Like
maybe a kid.
Like
eventually.
Oh yeah. I mean,
it wouldn't be fun at first though.
But yeah, later. At first I don't know how much fun it'll be.
It would be more like, oh my god, what did we do?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, not really, but it's like when you can't sleep for like the first 3 months, you know, that's not fun.
We're just going to have to buckle down.
Yeah.
But once the kids start to walk and do things and ask you questions.
Okay, where do you want to travel next?
Where do I want to travel to next? I really, really, really want to go to Brazil for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that wouldn't have been your next question, your answer. I feel like you would have said Tokyo.
Tokyo, yeah.
You know?
I don't know. For some reason, like, I want to go to Tokyo, but at the same time...
It's just like a city, you know?
It's so much city, and we live here already, yeah. You know? So, I would say Brazil, somewhere tropical.
I feel the same
way. Somewhere where I just get to walk, like, barefoot.
In the forest.
Forest or no forest, but just like we're close to like a body of water. Mm. I have my camera on me and we're just like exploring. Maybe like Cuba or some shit like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your least favorite chore?
My least favorite chore is probably taking the trash out.
Really?
Breaking down boxes.
Oh, breaking down boxes.
That's what I hate the most because Allie be getting shit all the time. And it's just like you think you clean up the house and then the next day we get more boxes. And breaking those down is not always fun, especially the big ones.
Mm, okay. Mm, yeah. Who do you wish we lived closer to?
I wish we lived closer to my sister. Because then I get to see Shiloh, my niece, our niece.
Our niece, yeah.
She's growing so fast. She's the cutest. I wish she was just here right now.
Yeah, it'd be so cute.
Yeah.
What is a new hobby you would like both of us to do together?
Tennis, we already do.
Yeah, even though we haven't played as much as we want to.
I would love to play ping pong with you. I feel like that would be so fun and we would get so competitive.
Yeah, but that's not really a hobby, you know?
Okay, a hobby.
I mean, I feel like tennis is one that we like.
If tennis is a hobby, ping pong is a hobby.
Okay. Would you rather stay here at home with me or go on a date tonight? Even though that doesn't really apply because we got shit to do. But do you prefer to go spend time together at home or to go somewhere together?
I like going places.
Yeah?
Yeah, just experiencing new things. Okay. We're at home all the time anyways.
What movie title perfectly describes our life together?
Pursuit of Happiness. No, I'm just kidding. Our life together. What movie title?
Yeah, like if you like came up with a movie title, you know?
Oh, okay. We Found Love.
Ooh, we don't need to sing that song again.
Okay. I was about to.
And what would you say is your current obsession?
My current obsession... My current obsession is listening to podcasts. I listen to so many podcasts.
Yeah?
All the time.
Yeah, you do be like every time I kind of overhear something in your headphones, it's always like someone like
someone talking about podcast conversations. I love listening to conversations. Mm. That's what I listen to the most.
Okay.
And that's it. Like I'm obsessed with that.
Growing up, what was your favorite family tradition?
I feel like we didn't really have family traditions.
But what's like a time, we like even have, like what about around the holidays or like for someone's birthday something that, you know?
Yeah, we would always go to my grandma's house.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was something that you were always looking forward to?
Yeah, every weekend.
Was everyone, you would go every weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What would you say is your motto in life?
My motto is in life is just be nice to people.
Oh. It's kind.
Be nice. That is really, no, it really is. I was trying to think of something else, like, but that's...
No, that's what I kind of expected you to say. Yeah.
Be nice.
What do you usually do to reduce your stress?
If I do have stress, I think it's a human thing. What I do to reduce my stress, what really helps me out actually is like going to play basketball. Like if I'm stressed, whatever, that day and I have like a basketball game, I forget about everything.
Mm, okay.
And I just feel good playing.
Nice. I do feel like if you don't have a basketball game, sometimes you're like, I just need to go on a ride. Like you just need to go on a bike and just like put your music in and then just walk, like bike around for like a while.
That definitely helps me out a lot.
Okay. How many days could you go without electricity?
How many days until my phone dies?
And then you're like, I need it?
I mean, unfortunately, no, actually, that's really bad. Listen, I can live without my phone, okay? How many days can I go without electricity? I mean, when would I need electricity, right?
I mean, the thing is, when it's crazy nighttime, is like here, you don't, the fridge doesn't work without electricity.
Okay.
The water, I feel like, also has something to do with electricity.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No.
Okay. Well.
How can water, babe, water, electricity, that's two things you don't want together.
I just remembered that when the power was out, when I was younger, for some reason, the water was also not working.
Nah, that's some,
Okay. What would you say makes you really happy?
What makes me really happy, other than you, right? What makes me really happy is the fact that I'm healthy and I'm alive. I think about that a lot. Mm. I know it's not what you expected me to say.
Oh.
But yeah, just being alive, I'm happy. Like as long as I'm healthy and alive, everything else can get better. Everything else is not that serious. Honestly.
That's great.
You
know,
we can always have more things. We can always make money. You lose money, you make it again. But health to me is number one.
Okay. Given the chance, would you change your name into something else?
Yoni Ikoto to me is the dopest name ever.
Okay. Thank you, parents, right?
Yeah, shout out to my parents.
See, that's the thing. I want our kids to feel the same way about the name that we chose or gave them. You know, it's like sometimes I wonder if like people, it's just crazy because like you get to name a person and they go through this entire life with that name.
It's important to like your name. Luckily, like I mean, I never really particularly thought about that. Like I like my name until people start to tell me that your name sounds like, I don't know, like a brand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If you could have a song play every time you enter a room, what would it be?
If I enter a room, oh my God, that is...
That's a good question. I feel like for you, it would be...
I want to answer this question. So I just need to take a second. Well, go ahead.
To think of like what are some songs that you've repeatedly like played ad nauseum.
Well, Cherish the Day by Sade.
Yeah, but that's like intense, you know? Like imagine if you're like walking into like the ring.
The ring.
Like a boxing ring. What's like the song that plays?
Okay, okay. Well, Cherish the Day by Sade is one of my favorite songs of all time. Okay. So that would be on the list. Another one would be the song Benny Blanco wrote.
For who?
For Halsey and Khalid.
Oh, West Side or something?
East Side.
Oh, East Side. Yeah.
That would be my song.
Huh, interesting. Okay. I was thinking you would do like some 2000s something.
Oh, right. Early 2000s. If I had to pick a song and I enter a room, it would be...
Like, what's that song like?
Even though he's canceled right now.
Oh, yeah.
I Need a Girl Part 2.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Or I Need a Girl Part 1. I Need a Girl. Yeah, that's part one.
Oh, what's the second part?
The part two goes like this. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. What are the words?
I need it unlessly.
Oh, yeah.
To say the dreams that I believe.
Okay, okay, okay. If you could relive a certain year in your life, what age would you choose?
I would choose... maybe 14, 13. That's when I was just outside every day skating, playing basketball, zero responsibilities, and then going home for dinner
And food is on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think that's it for this episode. I ran out of good questions. I kept scrolling and there was nothing else.
It was fun, and I want to do this more often, honestly, because it really gets me like thinking about some shit that I never thought about. Yeah, I mean,
sometimes when it's like, what is the funniest joke you ever heard? It's like, I don't remember. Yeah. Or like, what's the, you know, sometimes these questions, because I also feel like I have to take them so seriously because my answer counts so much.
Yeah.
That I have to really think back in the memory bank, you know? Well, thank you so much for answering all of my questions. It was lovely to interview you today.
Thank you. What was an answer that I had that surprised
Honestly,
you?
Honestly, I already forgot everything you said.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you know, it's like a kind of blackout when we're recording these episodes anyways.
That is very true.
But yeah, hopefully this was an interesting episode. You got to know Yoni a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go over to Patreon and we're going to discuss...
being in love, falling in love with someone while you're in a relationship. No, actually, no. Having a crush. Sorry. You're in a relationship, but you just happen to randomly have a crush on this random dude or girl.
Yeah, like what is having a crush while in a relationship look like? Is that an actual thing?
Is that acceptable?
Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
And this is actually something that we haven't really talked about.
I'm excited
to get into it because I don't know what you're going to say. And I kind of don't even know what I'm going to say. So we'll see what we get into. All right. But thank you for tuning in. As always, we will probably our next episode next week. We're traveling back. We're traveling back on Tuesday. So we're getting back to New York like Tuesday night at like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And our episodes come out on Wednesday. So for the week that we're coming back, which will be next week when you're listening to this, we will be a little bit late with the Wednesday episode just because we're gonna have to like record as soon as we get back. And
but
then
that episode right there, I'm telling you guys, that would be,
I mean, who knows what it's gonna be about.
Well, it's gonna be about the trip.
Yeah, but what if the trip is just, you know, it's good but there's nothing interesting to talk about?
No.
There's always something.
How? We went to Barcelona, all this shit, like
yeah
it's gonna be really interesting.
Well, so yeah, I just wanted to let you know, if you are a Patreon member, we'll see you over there. If you're not, you can still, as always, check out the little previews.
Everything is in the description. Any links you want. If you follow me, if you follow WTJ, listen, guys, you need to follow me on Instagram. All right.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking you guys.
Okay. Appreciate you for tuning in. As always, have a great rest of your day and your week. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you back here sometime soon.
Okay. Perfect outro right there. I just got to sit down and listen. I mean, all right. Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye.
percent of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.